ask, what's your name and what are you doing here?
My name is Joel Chapman. I'm a folklorist who studies bicycle culture, and I'm here to see some people I've been interviewing over the past year and maybe catch a few more interviews before I wrap my project up.
And you were here with the Library of Congress, you said?
I have a fellowship through the Library of Congress called the Archie Green Occupational Folklife Fellowship for 2025-2026, and my proposal was to study occupational folklife of bicycle workers, primarily frame builders, but also extending out to small component makers, wheel builders, messengers, mechanics, shop owners.
You know, when you say bicycle workers, it makes me feel up there with sex workers.
Maybe I need to think of a new phrase.
No, I think it's excellent.
It
conjures. You know, when you say something and it conjures, and you build this entire, like, universe out of it, and that just kind of lends itself. I mean, I wouldn't say that this is dissimilar from sex work.
Yeah.
Right? And the thing is, there's so many facets to what that might mean, and who it might mean something to, or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And also, you know, I've been around bikes forever, and it's like, it's about this imaginary world we want to, like, inhabit or adventure in, you know? It's kind of fun.
And it's about joy, and
sure,
there's joy in sex work. And
I hope so.
I think there's some frustration in sex work, too.
I'm sure there's plenty.
And there's also frustration in bicycle work.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty. Well, that's really cool. When you say you've been collecting these stories, like, what kind of story are you looking for when you're doing this?
Yeah, I'm looking for kind of the personal histories of the people behind the industry, how they got into it, why they get into it, but I'm also looking for the nuts and bolts of how it works. Like, how do people make money? And also, what are the skills and knowledge that go into it, and where do they learn it from? Because it's usually not through a textbook or internet. It's usually by watching somebody who came before them, right?
Right.
And that's basically our folklore's definition of traditional wisdom or traditional culture, or things that are passed down.
There's plenty of that. I think when you say, how do they make their money? The hidden truth is, for a lot of people, just like in many, let's say, enthusiastic industries, some people here don't need to make any money.
Uh-huh. What do you mean by that?
Well, let's say if you're born of particular families, you're all set.
Yeah.
And then you get to decide from there what you're going to do. And let's say the bicycle industry captures a few of those.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. But there's plenty of other like people that were born broke and they just decided they'd stay broke.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's definitely that, but the beauty of the bicycle is you can make it as cheap or as expensive as you want. And, you know, there is, you know, while there is high-end stuff all around us currently, there's also, you can, you know, have a cheap bike and the best bike is the one you ride.
Well, also, it doesn't take much for a bike to be really fun. And you can have a great day with it, even if you don't want to ever see it again.
Yeah.
Kind of like sex work.
Wow. I really hope this gets back to the Library of Congress.
Well, that's great. I'm going to keep myself posted on your project because it sounds interesting. And, yeah, very cool.
Please email me at joelchap94@gmail.com. That's joelchap94@gmail.com.
I'll add that in text on the link for this because it's fairly neat, and I think a lot of the voices you probably really need to hear aren't here.
No.
And it's getting your name out there might help.
And, you know, that's something I realize. I've done 47 interviews this year to date, and I've just scratched the surface. There's so many. It's really, I really just learned how many people I haven't gotten to yet, really. And I appreciate you spreading the word, man. This
great.
Is awesome.
That's awesome. We'll see you on the show.
You just, like, reverse Uno carded me, like, interview-wise. I'm usually the interviewer.
I'm PVD. That's what I do.